Peter O'Neill reporting live from the Mobile World Congress show here in Barcelona, and I'm here with Clive Burke, President EMEA and APAC for Dayon. Clive, can you tell us what you're showing at this year's show?
Good morning, Peter. We're here as part of the Fast Identity Online Pavilion, and what we're showing is our FIDO authentication platform, which supports multiple biometric types, face, voice, fingerprint, extending to behavioral and palm biometrics, and combining that with other authentication factors like device intelligence and device signals. And we're showing that platform and how it's been used by customers both in the telecommunication space, but also in financial services for payments and also for banking as well. So that's what we're showing today.
And has this been a good year for your company? I know Dayon's been extremely active.
It's been a really solid year. Last year, we've actually acquired quite a number of new customers, and we've expanded some of the work we're doing with other customers. We've expanded into the airline space, expanded the telecommunication space, and also we've had a number of large-scale new clients sign up, most notably Visa. We've MasterCard as a customer of Dayon, and now Visa are also a customer of Dayon. It's great to be working with them. We've just started a new project in the UK for one of the biggest banks in the UK, which we can't name till later this year, but they're building a complete brand new authentication capability for their for all their clients, basically.
Well, congratulations on that. And what can we look forward to from Dayon in the coming year?
Well, actually, we're releasing a lot of new capabilities, but in terms of how the technology and platform has been used, the biggest growth area for us is in acquiring customers for our customers. So what we call digital onboarding or strategic account opening. So that's a major focus for us, and that's what we're seeing a lot of people using our capabilities for.
Thank you very much, Clive, and enjoy the rest of your show.
Thanks very much, Peter.